Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.
You are joined by Ben and Liam and Flume this morning on the line. And we mentioned that we wanted to talk a little bit more about Rio. You said you've done many tracks with each other. This is just your favourite. And you were saying you're currently actually in a session with Tove Lo. Do you ever make music with artists and then it just kind of doesn't go anywhere? You just kind of go, oh, maybe that was just, we'll just write that off as a bit of fun.
Yeah, sometimes. It happens. It happens.
Do you have to have like
you only hear the best of the best. I actually make loads of terrible music, you just don't hear it.
Do you have to have like an awkward conversation with the vocalist and go, look, like,
it wasn't quite there.
Honestly, like, it's usually both parties kind of feeling. Yeah. Or sometimes you'll kind of just like, you know, maybe give it away to someone or something. Or sometimes it just never leaves the hard drive. Yeah, by the way, Tove says, hey.
Oh, hey, Tove.
So what's the deal with that hard drive? Like, if that was ever to fall into the wrong hands, do you think you'd feel embarrassed, like someone like caught you in some sort of, you know, like naked leaving the shower or something when you weren't expecting? Is it like really embarrassing, some of that bad stuff?
Nah, I mean, like, I was thinking about actually putting it out just under like a different thing.
Yeah, that'd be so cool.
Just like putting an unreleased file just up for free or something.
Yeah.
But I just like, the thing is, like, I spend so much time on this stuff that I don't want that sitting next to, you know, the mixtape or like Skin. I don't want that stuff like having equal footing, because it's just like, I want the good stuff to be up there.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
And so we've mentioned,
it would be cool to put it out into the world somehow.
We've mentioned Rio now a few times, but I'm curious, how did you two hook up in the first place?
My manager was just like, hey, I've got this guy that I think's really talented, you guys should link up one time. And we did. We got in the studio, and then he just kind of came in and we wrote a track, and it was just really great. Like, we just got along really well and worked really well in the room, and he was really fast at writing. And
yeah,
I guess like then we were like, let's do another one. And we just did another session. And then for about 2 weeks, we just did sessions just all the time and wrote so much music, like started all these ideas and then kind of started finishing them off. And we've just done a bunch of work together, and I think he's going to be a real like one to watch this year.
All right, we'll keep our eye on him. At the moment, you are hearing from Flume on Triple J, and you would have just heard his brand new song called Friends. We know you recorded a lot of Skin, Flume, while you were in transit. Was it the same process for this single?
Well, with the mixtape, yeah, a lot of the ideas were started all over the place in different studios around the world. Like, literally, I'd kind of get a day off touring, or like, you know, before a show, I'd hire out a studio and just work there. Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff all over the world. But this single, this Friends, was done here in the States, in LA.
So we've had the mixtape, we've had the single. Is there an album on the way this year?
There's a lot of stuff on the way. I'm just kind of keeping busy, just writing lots of music. My plan is to basically just continually put out music. I feel like I had a big break, and I kind of don't want to do that again. I want to just be more consistent and put more music out.
Mm.
So we'll see.
Well, we've definitely missed you. That's why it was so exciting when the whispers started about the mixtape, and then more whispers about the single. So it's exciting to see Flume back in action. Do you know when we're going to see you in Australia at all for some shows? Because we're dying to see you again.
I'd love to tell you, but I'll get in a lot of trouble.
Well, it seems like you're coming then. Obviously, you've confirmed that from that response.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.